prepare to qualify.
You have entered the Fandom Effect, a podcast filled with anime, video games, comics, MMA, and unlimited ideas. Each week, a new guest will press enter and discuss how they're making their dreams come true with your host, Mark the Bushido Geek, Halberg. It's time to enter the Fandom Effect. Now, please insert 25 cents to continue. Humanoid. You have one playthrough. Better make it count.
Welcome. This is a special live edition of the Fam Effect podcast because it's Halloween and because I am still in the middle of moving and I literally was like, I don't have the memory. I can't even really think right now. So you'll notice it's a new setup behind me.
Wow. Yeah, I know,
right? So there's stuff now. There's figures and
a Darth Maul box.
Yeah, which Darth Maul's in there. I just haven't taken him out yet. And I have this new fancy light.
So. Oh, wow. You also have a gallon jug.
I do. I drink water.
I don't remember what fandom that's from.
It's from Hydro Homies from Reddit.
Okay.
And, so I've been moving around. I think I told you really quickly, like, I'm literally doing this, which has, like, a firm cutoff, because then I got D&D right after.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going from D&D to cleaning the old place. And then back to working on more unpacking and stuff. I mean, it's mostly done, but I'm gonna try to do some spooky lighting.
It's to match my spooky lighting. Oh my god, is that red?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it changes colors.
Huh.
But I'll put it next to me. I bought it for streaming to like, because you can put it on just a pure bright light.
Uh huh.
For some like ambiance. But yeah, so fancy setup. I have my camera pointing sideways, so even though I'm not looking directly at the camera anymore,
I'm looking at you guys.
Sam's got you guys. Which, well, I mean, so those of you who aren't watching this live, who are listening to it later, we can welcome back Sam the Man Cosplay, who as officially, I mean, like, we might as well just, you're pretty much just a part of everything I do now.
Correct. You can't get rid of me.
Yeah. I mean, not that I've tried. I, like, literally bring you back all the time.
That's true.
For all the stuff.
Well, I am great.
I mean, true. You're not Kelly, so...
That's true.
Yeah. But true. We got a fun one today. So, obviously, if you're listening to this, all month long has been everything kind of horror-related, from just, like, talking about horror fandom in general and how to get into it. Last week, we covered ghost hunting again, but for more of, like, a independent, like, casual experience versus, like, the professional standpoint of ghost hunting. And then, so I figured for today, what we would do is we'd cover haunted houses, because obviously it's Halloween. It's haunted houses are a pretty big thing in Halloween. And you've been working at a haunted house for a while.
I've been working at an amusement park that scares people. 3 years were in the haunted house. 2 years were out scaring on the street. So I have a wide range of frightening.
See, and I've never been a huge haunted house guy because they never scare me, like, ever. I can appreciate a lot of the aesthetics, but then when it comes to, like, the actual thing, I'm like, all right, either they don't try to scare me because I'm in a group with, like, you know, girls and people that they see as, like, easy targets.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll wait until there's, like, a gap, and then they'll scare the other people. Or they do try to scare me, and I'm just like, I don't know, like, I knew, I don't know, for me, I can't spend the disbelief. It's really hard for me to do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a person in makeup.
Yeah. So when we get to the second half of this episode, we're going to cover one haunted house where you have to sign a waiver because they legit torture you. And we're going to discuss if either of us would ever do that under any circumstance.
I can already tell you. No.
Yeah. And then we're going to cover what's, I mean, again, there's multiple websites, but it's just a website that lists like some of the top 10 like haunted houses like across the country and stuff. And we'll kind of just talk about those and see what we think about what they've got to offer. So So to start, I just went to a haunted house this last weekend, and it's probably been the first time in like 10 years that I went to a haunted house.
Wow.
Yeah. And I only went because I got a free ticket, and I don't know. It was like, it was really weird. Like they, first of all, I mean, the lines obviously were insane. You know, the one thing that they tried to do that to make it cool was that you took like this, you took a train on like a 1 minute train ride to the actual haunted house. But you had to wait in line for the train.
And right.
The train can only sit so many people.
Okay.
So it was about an hour of waiting outside in the cold to get onto the train. Yeah. Then we get on the train and it's, you know, like I said, it's a minute ride. So like eventually the lights go off and someone runs down and tries to scare you. But after they do it one time, they're just going back and forth. Like that's really all they're doing. And then we finally get to the haunted house and wait in another line. So there's like a beer thing. So we all get some drinks and do a bunch of Jello shots because I don't know why not. And then yeah, you wait in another line where you go into like this forest area where, you know, there's just people try to scare you, but you're getting two sets of music because you're hearing one set of music that they're trying to play like for the forest area, and then you're going to this other area of the haunted house, which is like an actual house, but they're playing like heavy metal. And we didn't know why yet. So you're in this forest, like, trying to be spooky and trying to get scared as people are jumping out at you.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing these weird two sets of music, and then we get up to it, the house, and it's another line for the house. So it's, this is like now the third line we've been in.
Oh, my God.
There's people up on top of the house performing, like, essentially, like, air lip-singing, like, rock and roll songs. Like, people in zombie makeup and stuff.
Or like singing and dancing?
Yeah, essentially. But it's like one or two people, but they're doing it like on top of the house. And then you go in the house and it's like maybe 8 minutes and then you're done. And there's people behind you and in front of you. And I think through the entire house, there was like maybe three people that tried to scare us like in the entire house. And then we left and that was it. And then you go home.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk to you about your experience.
Like, sounds a little stinky.
Yeah. Like how long have, so what, I know you've worked at the same place for a while. What do you do there?
So currently this season I'm out on the street scaring people. So out on the street where I scare, in the amusement park, not just I'm just running around in the streets. My area is glow in the dark. It's called Nightmares. So we glow in the dark. So I'm painted like head to toe in blue. I've got this neon wig. And what I do is I just kind of stare at people. And then as they walk past me, I release a blood curdling scream. Like I hit some high notes. And so that's what I do. But what's different between scaring out on the street and out in a haunted house is I'm constantly in character. Like, I don't get a break. Like, I don't stop scaring until my supervisor comes and goes, it's break time or park's closed. So right. For like 5 hours, I am in the zone freaking people out. And it's great because I wear platforms. So I'm like 6'3", towering over all these children. And so I'm mostly like intimidating. And then when they walk past and they think they're clear, I scream.
Okay.
But the difference if you're scaring in like a haunted house, which is what I did for the first 3 years while I was at the park, is there's a line. Our hosts or the people that like are in the front of the house going, don't scream, don't touch the characters, don't take no flash photography, things like that. We'll only send an X amount of people in a group at a time. So you have one person, like one group of people going through the room. I can, once they leave, I got a second to reset myself, take a drink of water if I need, pop in a new cough drop or anything
reset,
like that.
Reset a little bit.
Yeah. Until the next group. And you can usually tell when a group's coming in because you can hear them being scared in the next room, like the room prior to yours.
Yeah.
No, Mark, I'm 6'3 with the platforms on.
Yeah. Actually 6'3.
No, I'm like 5'11".
Yeah. So I'll read Mark's first comment for those of you who are not listening to or not watching live. I worked at a haunted house to raise money for U Sports when I was in high school. The guy that hired to run it was supposedly known for making the scariest haunted houses in the country. Instead of doing anything scary, he just told us to punch walls and be angry. It was so bad, and the guy got fired before the season was over.
So we're told not to punch walls.
Why punch walls when there are perfectly good U Sports kids walking around?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, we're specifically told not to punch walls unless we are, A, go over with our supervisor, B, we have the proper equipment, like gloves and things like that, because some of these walls are just metal. And they don't want us, like, punching metal for 5 hours.
Yeah. And so, like, why do you like working at haunted, like, what about working at a haunted house? Like, because obviously you've done it for year, like, a couple years in a row now. Like, what about working on a haunted house that you're kind of just like, I like is it, did you just like scaring people, or are you just kind of like the atmosphere of a haunted house?
My first year, I realized I was good at it, and it gave me serotonin, because I was like, wow, I'm great. Not to make my head big, because it's already big enough. But I'm like, I'm good at it, and I like doing it.
Yeah.
And also, if I'm having a stressful day at my day job, I can just go to the park, start screaming at kids.
Yeah, let's scream at people walking by. Like,
it's just a fun thing. And I did it because I dropped out of college. I had no job. And I was like, they're hiring. I need a job. So I went there, applied, and it's been 6 years, but 5 seasons. Cause you know, we had to have that off year last fall.
Yeah.
So
COVID sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask your opinion on this. We were talking after the haunted house, like what we thought like would scare us or what would make us enjoy, like what would we have enjoyed more and like stuff like that. We started talking about, I guess there's somebody else there that like works at a haunted house too. I can't remember the name of it, like one in Wisconsin. They were talking about, there's a haunted house where you go into like a certain room with a group of people, and as you go through the room, they make sure to like separate your group into two groups. Like, they make sure that some of you get separated as you're going through this one part, and then at a certain part there's like two doors, and eventually like all of a sudden like someone will grab half of your group, shove them through one door, and the other half have to repeat the same room again. But you don't know that, like all of a sudden you just like get shoved through a door and you're in the exact same room you were in 5 minutes ago, and then you look around and half your group is gone.
That's crazy.
And we were like, see that would have been like really cool. The problem with the haunted house we were at, and I guess maybe just the ones I've been to, is it's very linear. It's follow this path through the house. There's no other ways to go. Follow this one path and you're out in, you know, 5-10 minutes or something like that. And,
right.
And that's the extent of the haunted house. Like, you're in, you're out, and you're done.
Yeah, we only have one haunted house at the park, because the park has 6 of them. And you buy a haunted house pass. Unless you go through all the haunted houses, but that's like an additional thing.
Yeah.
We have one house. We're halfway through the house. It like splits off into a couple of different areas. But it's 1 out of 6 that does that. Otherwise, all the rest of the haunted houses there are like, yeah, follow the path to the out of the house.
Which I feel like, to me, it kind of like takes me out. And that's what kind of takes me out of it a little bit. And like, because I would love to enjoy haunted houses. I know it's just like, I like a good, you know, a good scary movie, you know, like a good adrenaline kind of movie. But we got a question here. Have you ever seen that idea of where you have a haunted house and all the effects and whatnot are cheesy, and when you get out thinking it was lame, the real haunted house starts outside?
I have seen that on Facebook, like other thing, people going, here's an idea.
It would be an interesting idea, like if you set up one short little area and people go through it in like 5 minutes and they're like, that sucks, and then all of a sudden
stinky,
there's like, you know, you get hit with like a bunch of fog or something, and then somebody's like, nope, the real haunted house is down this way, and you're like,
the real haunted house is the house you're living in all along.
It's you've been a ghost this entire time,
and you know my house is haunted.
That's true. You do live in a haunted house.
That's true.
It tries to kill you though.
No, he just likes to turn my computer on and play with the Alexa in my house.
Like that would be
I'm sure that would terrorize me to no end.
The real haunted house is the friends they made along the way.
That's exactly it.
The friend
there. Also, being friends with monsters, I think it's so funny. Sometimes kids will come up to me and then be like, "Hi, scary monster lady, do you want to be my friend?"
And you're like,
and I just like look and stare at them.
And you're like, I feel like your parents need to. All right, well, whatever.
Can you take him to the park?
Is there an age limit on that stuff? I don't know.
Not technically. They just said it's not advised for children under the age of 13, but like nobody's going to be like, take your toddler and get out.
That's true.
Because trust me, there's people that are like holding like newborns through the park.
He probably would honestly like it. And I don't, I mean, yeah, I'll see you in a little bit. I feel like he would enjoy it. I don't think he'd get that scared. I feel like there's some moments maybe, like if, when the people jump out, but none of the actual like aesthetic is going to scare him. He's just going to think that's really cool and want to like touch stuff. And I mean, he'll still be like clenched to my leg the entire time, but I mean, he'll still be around. So I don't know. I mean, and it's okay. So I know, and like, it's what I always love jumping around, because that's kind of the whole fun of what we wanted to do.
Exactly. Happens every time.
It really does. So in the years that you've done it, have you ever gotten somebody like, I mean, I'm sure you've made people scream, but like, have you ever gotten someone like so good that you're like, holy shit, they might legit have a heart attack?
Oh, I've made people pee their pants. Like when I was in my third season, I was in a haunted house that was based off a movie that was based off a haunted house. My park got the rights to make that movie, like make a haunted house based off that movie. And I was in one of the like rooms from the movie.
Right.
Because they had some like filler rooms that like weren't in the movie, but they were still kind of scary.
Right.
And I was on a stage and I got to press a button that made guillotine sounds, and then water would shoot at people. And then I would come out from behind the curtain and scream. Like I was the head being like chopped off almost.
Oh, okay. I got it.
And I distinctly remember this girl stopping where she was and like putting her hands near her pants and just going, ah, and like clenching her legs closed. And I was like, and I looked at the ground and the ground was wet, which wasn't wet before this group came in. So they walked out of the room. I called my supervisor over. I'm like, we're going to need a mop.
Like, I don't know what to do here.
I was like, I can't get off the stage.
Yeah, what do you really do at that moment? Like,
my supervisor got a mop.
So how old was the girl?
Oh, I don't know, teenager.
Ooh.
I don't know. It was dark. She was like shorter. But yeah, and I have scared people, not purposely, but I've scared people into punching me. Yeah, no, I've gotten punched, hit, body checked, like shoved, like you name it. Anything that could happen to this character, it's happened to me. And every time I talk about it to people, people are always like, you go back? You go back the next year?
You do it again?
I go, yeah. Last season, first day, opening day, some big meathead like got mad at me for scaring his kids, when first of all, I didn't even target his kids. I was just intimidating looking.
And it's a haunted house.
And I'm out on the street. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, it's a haunted house.
Like, right. So he body checked me up against the chain fence that we had, broke my mask.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you, like, he could get arrested for that.
Well, we have escorts. That's what they're called, to hang out in our areas, to watch us, to make sure we're not getting, like, pummeled.
Right.
And it was my escort's first ever day ever in his life escorting, and he just didn't know what to do, didn't call security. Guy just walked out of the area.
Jeez. Been like, yeah, that guy should be like in jail. Don't take your kids to a haunted house or a haunted park or whatever it is if you don't want them getting scared, because that's kind of the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, some people.
So yeah.
At least I'll have the courtesy to like tell you I'm gonna punch you. Like when I go and you scare me, I'm gonna be like, hey Sam, by the way, like I know it's you, but like I'm gonna punch you right now. Like, out of respect.
You know, would walk up to me normally and just go, I'm gonna punch you right now, and I'd be like, yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, you didn't really scare me, but I'm gonna like pretend that you did and like
punch you.
And just like punch you right now.
Yeah, no. No, I sometimes you see it coming but still don't react in time. I was working, it was my third year, I was in the clown house. Second year, just kidding, I was in the clown house. And I could see through the little slit in the wall before I pop out, a big guy was walking around like this. And I should have just not done anything.
Just let him keep walking.
Just let him walk through, but nope. I popped out, scared me, and he just went, ha! And punched me right in the chest. Jeez. So sometimes you just got to know when to not scare.
Like, as much fun as I think it would be, like volunteer, like, to work at a haunted house to, like, scare people, that wouldn't end well, because with having been trained 5 years, as soon as someone punched me, I'd be like, roundhouse kick! And then I'd be like, ah, shit.
And you're out of here.
All right, things just got a whole lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I take their body and I stuff them where I popped out of and out of hiding, and I go, that's a different problem now.
And then you put them throughout the house so they look like a prop.
And then I just leave at the end of the day, and I just don't come back.
Correct.
And I just use a fake name.
Change your name.
For working there. And no one ever knows.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a plan.
There, we got this. All right, I'll see you next year.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you see me, like, they're like, yeah, we got some new workers. You'll see me and be like, ah, shit.
Ah, damn.
He's going to hit so many people. He's going to hit so many people. Mm-hmm. So... I know one thing I wanted to do a little bit, since today kind of was on super crunch time, was go over two aspects of haunted houses. One being the only haunted house that I know of, that I did read about a couple years ago, where you have to actually sign a waiver, take a drug test, go through a phone screen. It's a whole thing. We'll go over it. And so I want to go over that and talk about like why, like what they do. And I know you've already said you would never do it, and I don't think I would either.
No.
And there's a list of like the top 10 scary haunted houses, and a few of them have videos, so those of you who are watching live, I'll play a few of the videos, not all 10 because I don't have that kind of time, but I will play a couple of them, and then I'll just go over the 10. We'll see if like any of them would be of interest. So the one that's, it's called an extreme haunted house, and it's a 40, it's called McCamey Manor. So you have to do a background check, a phone screen, a 40-page waiver, and a drug test to even get, like, past the... Like, that's just to get accepted. You do all that, and then you're allowed to continue on. And then you have to watch a two-hour documentary featuring every person who attempted it but bailed out. To, like, hear their experiences of, like... why they bailed doing this, to then see if you still want to do this. So it's, you do all that thing, you watch a 2-hour documentary to see if it's still something you want to do. Yeah. And then it's every tour that you do, like group that you do it, it's based on your own personal fears. So like you tell them the things that you're most afraid of in your group, and then they design the specific experience around what you're afraid of the most.
Oh God!
Yeah.
How much does this cost?
I'll see if it, I think it gets down to it. It takes up to 10 hours. It can last up to 10 hours.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Yeah,
and their website says you'll be mentally and physically challenged until you reach your breaking point.
I'm usually mentally challenged.
People are trying to get it shut down because they say it's just a front for a torture chamber. Let's see. I guess they do like some weird hypnosis stuff as well.
Hypnosis.
To like put you in a weird mindset to make you think what you're seeing is real. Like they try to put you in a different mindset to adjust your like brain waves to make you think that what you're seeing is actually real.
Yeah, no, what I can agree. This just sounds like a torture chamber.
Let's see. You have to make a reservation to tour it. Only one or two people can do it at a time. So either you do it alone or you can do it with one person.
somebody better hold my hand.
You have to be over the age of 21, or if you're between 18 and 20, you can do it with a parent's permission. This is different than the one that I actually did read about a couple years ago, but it says the cost of admission for this one is just a bag of dog food for the dude who has five dogs. But you can earn $20,000 if you complete it.
Where's the money coming from if they're just being paid in dog food?
I don't know. It just says from Washington Post. It's him. He's put more than $1 million into it.
If only.
So you start in Summertown, and then the guy will take you to different parts of, I think Summertown's in Georgia, Tennessee, because he rents out people's farms and abandoned buildings. So they take you to different locations.
Is that why it takes 10 hours? You got to fly there?
And if you last to the end, you end up in Huntsville, Alabama, but he said no one's ever made it to the end. Like, no one's ever completed it. So, yeah, it looks like you can make some money, but they're going to be legit torturing the crap out of you.
You have to use all that money for your therapy you're going to need.
There is so much therapy. Just all the therapy. And, okay, so I'm going to share my screen here.
Here we go. Oh, God. Am I going to get scared? Here's a fun fact. I don't like being scared.
These are just like the promotional videos, like on YouTube kind of thing.
Thank God.
All right, so there was one that I saw that I'll play, but this is the Bates Motel and Haunted Hayride, up to like $100. It's 40 to 75, which is pretty expensive for
a that is house. Like a gap. Do you want to pay $40? Yeah. Or do you want to pay $75? What?
Probably like fast passes and like, so because of COVID they can't touch you anymore. But let's take a look here.
Oh, it's the Headless Horseman.
Okay, so cemetery. I mean, a lot of people. Bates Motel is.
Games. They got escape games. Axe throwing. That's not scary. Bitches were flying.
Yeah. Bates Motel. Okay. I mean, not bad. Oh, went to the wrong.
You went too far.
I went too far. Okay. So there is number two is legit called Headless Horseman Hayride and Haunted Houses. I'm gonna go over the names and then we'll see which ones we wanna watch. Field of Screams, The Dent Schoolhouse, The 13th Floor, Cutting Edge Haunted House, Kersey Valley Spooky Woods, 13th Gate, Haunted Overload, or Netherworld Haunted House. Looks like not all of them have videos, but some of them do.
Wait, go to the one, that one.
Haunted Overload?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. It's in New Hampshire. Famous for Elgis History, the Vampire Hunters. You can bring your kids there for during the day, and they just, there's no monsters. $8. So those of you who are listening are like, why is he playing weird, creepy music? That's because...
It's Mark Spotify.
Really,
but he listens to go to sleep.
I really should have looked to get like unlicensed horror music put in the background of all the episodes and stuff like that. I can try to see, but I'll see if I have time to do that before Friday and see if I can find some unlicensed horror music or licensed horror music. Okay.
Wait, no, I enjoyed that ending especially.
Yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm done here. All right, I'm gonna play one more. I'm going to play this one that I looked up a little bit earlier. Because this one seems like something that I would want to do. Something a little bit more visual, like out in the open. I feel like when it's out in the open, I can get more scared because I don't know what's coming from where.
Feel the screams.
Yeah.
It sounds spooky.
It seems like this one's all outside, or at least part of it is outside.
Oh. That's a full giant snake. That'll get you punched.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Yeah, stuff where it's all dark.
Absolutely.
Which is why I would do it.
You're a freak.
Just to see how
I need you to know that
I can really get with it. I know. Anything for an adrenaline. I mean, I jumped out of an airplane last.
I was just about to say you jumped out of an airplane, so like yeah. It makes sense.
I was like, hey, I need some new adrenaline. I'm gonna jump out of an airplane, and we'll see how that works.
Which was fun. See how that works.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh my god.
So yeah, it's stuff that outside I think is the only time I like even slightly jumped was in the forest area that we were at, because the haunted house part was like pretty well lit, so like we could see everything the entire time. But obviously the forest part was outside, so it's pretty dark. And so besides having like constant strobe lights going off, where you're like, I'm really glad I don't have epilepsy, or
right,
I'd be having a seizure right now. Was like me and my buddy were really far ahead because the rest of our group was like, they were trying to take their time, but by doing that, they were creating a backlog where there was like 15 people behind them.
Oh, rip.
So me and him were just like, all right, screw it. We're going ahead on our own because we don't want to be in a huge group of 30 people.
Right.
So me and him were walking ahead, and he was like maybe 4 steps ahead of me. And so we're like rounding a corner, and then like I just hear rustling by my feet, and I look, and there's just a person with like face paint on, like crawling on the ground, staring up at me from like directly next to me. And I was like, oh shit. All right.
Curb stomp him.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised.
And I didn't even hear him. And I looked around the corner as we got around the other side of her, because she was standing back up, like waiting for, you know, the next group of people or whatever. And she had like that, like a whole little setup or whatever. But I'm like, she full on. I mean, I was like, all right, I'll give you props for commitment, because you went straight belly on the ground and crawled up next to me.
I could never. I don't know how people do that. There's people at the park that do that, just crawl around. I'm an old woman. I got bad knees. I'm not crawling anywhere.
There's people like, yeah, there's like routine. There's a few people that were like crawling on the ground and stuff. And I'm like, that's gotta hurt.
Like, that's crazy. We've got people with like, they're called sliders. So they've got like knee pads, steel toe boots, like elbow pads. And they literally like get a running start, fall on the ground, and slide right in front of you.
Jesus.
Yes. And I as a scare actor, enjoy watching that, because they just have so much fun doing it, and just watching people get scared. Because we have one guy there who's literally like 6'7" or some obscure tall height like that, because he's like
Jesus
way taller than me in my platforms as a slider. So just imagine this big man just sliding at you.
Just running at you.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a little like, Jesus.
Yes.
It's the commitment stuff. Like, if they can commit stuff, I'll get it. The only thing that was like, I feel sometimes bad when like you can tell the person like legit thought they were trying to scare you, and like you just kind of like casually look at them, and it's like they just slunk back to where they popped out from, and you're just like, sorry.
Good try. You'll get him next time.
He just is like, there, we were rounding a bend, and some guy, like, I just heard a chainsaw rip, like a chainsaw rip, and then I looked up and I just saw this guy. I mean, you can tell where it's coming from. It's a loud noise.
Oh yeah.
And I just look up and there's just a guy, like, he like takes a couple steps down the hill, and I'm just kind of staring at him, and then like you just kind of see him just go like, oh, and he just turns around and goes back up. And I tried being nice. I was like, hey, there's a group of people coming behind me, and there's one girl there who will scream her bloody murder if you jump out with a chainsaw. Like, you'll get one of your best scares. And then, like, me and my buddy waited, and we saw them coming around, and the dude didn't come out. And I'm like, all right, man. I was like, I tried.
Well,
I was trying to help you out.
Me and other characters, we really don't like it when you talk to us. I will purposely, people will start walking in groups, and people in the back will like point to like who is like scared and wants us to be scared. I will purposely ignore them.
Because like you get.
I'm not going to listen to you.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I just felt bad because it was like the dude tried and then it was like it didn't work, and I was like, oh. Okay.
Okay.
But I don't know. Do you think that, I mean, so you obviously work in haunted houses. Do you go to them or no?
No, what did I say earlier?
I know you said you got scared, but I don't know.
No, I don't like being scared. Which gets everybody every time I tell them this. I don't like being scared.
I don't see
haunted movies. I don't see scary movies. And when I was in the actual haunted houses, to leave my area to go on like break or something, I would have to go through a couple other rooms to get to the exit. I would like stick my hand in the room going, I'm coming in. Nobody scare me. I know where you're hiding.
I know where you're hiding. I know all the spots.
I know where you're hiding. Don't stay there.
Don't be an ass.
Yeah, and I just walk through like this. Like, the house itself didn't scare me. It was the jump scares if any of them other monsters in the house would like just jump out. And that's what would get me, because I don't like being scared.
Nope. I think I could convince you to do one. Yeah.
I know, unless you come to the park, unless you can convince Bruce, somebody watch his dog so you can get Bruce to the park this weekend. You may have a deal, and that's all. That's a may.
And then drive down.
Yeah.
Would your own park would still scare you, even though you know where like where everyone is and like, what they're doing, and
just in the haunted houses, nobody scares me when I'm walking around on the streets.
Well,
because I can see them.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like the pop scare gets me.
Right.
Which is what we're supposed to do in haunted houses: is pop scare people, duck back down, pop scare to get set for the next group of people.
Yeah.
But haunted houses, not haunted houses. Out on the street, you don't pop scare because people can see you. But I mean, get a lot of guests that come into the park trying to scare me. And I don't know, when I'm in the zone, I'm like, nothing can get me. I don't know why. And then I go on break and I'm like,
no one touch me or talk to me.
No, but guests come up and try to scream behind me. And I literally like turn around like, that's it.
Like, I'm gonna like punch you in the face.
That's the best you've got. If you wanted to scream, apply next year.
So I mean, I know you're gonna keep doing. Is this the last weekend of haunted houses, or at least I guess for you guys?
Yeah, park stops doing the Fest of Fright 31st, because that's a Sunday. But we're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Do you think haunted houses should stay open later past Halloween, or do you think people would kind of maybe get out of the whole, it's the witch, you know, the witching month or whatever, if it wasn't?
I really think there'd be a less, like, I don't think it would be sustainable for the business to stay open past Halloween or like July or anything like that. Peak season is like, and we start scaring middle of September at the park. So we're open for like 6 weeks.
So you open earlier. It's just the end date kind of.
Yeah. And like, it kind of depends, and it's never goes past like a couple days, but like if Halloween lands up on like a Tuesday, no. Yeah. So if it lands on a Tuesday, we'll scare from that Friday straight to that Tuesday. But if it's like Halloween ends on a Friday, we'll scare from that Friday to Sunday. So we'll go until like the 3rd or something. Whatever like ends the weekend or ends on Fright Fest. It's at ends at the 31st. So either those two things.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's weird because if Halloween's on a Friday, they're not just going to not have it running that Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to finish the weekend because you're going to get your money out of it.
Exactly. So I've scared like 5 days straight.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know how you just don't like tear out your throat.
Throat coat with honey.
Oh, yeah.
And I never not have a cough drop in. And that's you don't snoring. Scream from your throat. You scream from your diaphragm.
See, life lessons, everyone.
Absolutely.
Don't
you
scream
from
your throat.
Mm-mm. Because that will take you out the next day.
It's true. So what haunted house do you work at? Which one is it?
So I scare out on the street at the park
at. Yeah. So it's Fright Fest, right? So you guys can... I'll put some links for next year. Because obviously by the time this airs, it'll be like the last day of October. So...
You wearing this on Sunday or Friday?
Friday. Oh, no, yeah, Friday. So it'd be two more days. So it's possible.
Don't come see me.
Right.
Nobody listening to this, just don't come see me. Right. Mark, Mark and Bruce are the only ones that are allowed to come see me.
Yeah. And then, I mean, only I can punch you, though. I cleared it in advance.
Yeah. No, you have full permission to punch me, but I also have full permission to get you kicked out of the park.
See, we didn't talk about that part. We just said we didn't.
Yeah, no, that's part of the fun of punching a scare actor is a security guard coming and picking you up.
And then
tossing you literally out the park.
Very quickly escorting you out of the park.
Exactly. Exactly.
As I get ready to wrap up here, okay, so I know you wouldn't recommend. I would recommend going to haunted houses from just like if you like that kind of adrenaline stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You can be scared. I mean, give it
a try. If you're into that, you do you, boo-boo.
Yeah. But would you recommend trying to work in one?
It's a very good job for high schoolers.
Hmm.
And people who want to make a little extra money for Christmas. Like, if you want to work it your whole life, pop off. Yeah. It's a good job, like I said, for high schoolers because they only work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they can make some money for school or whatever for their gaming. And it's also good, like, for people who work like Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 jobs. It's good for that.
Yeah.
So, if you want to try scaring, pop off. Nobody says you can't. Again, I fit none of those criterias, but I have a blast.
Yeah, I mean, you've made people piss their pants, so.
It's the serotonin for me.
I mean, that's true. That's kind of why I wanted to dive into haunted houses a little bit, because there are people who like legit try to go to as many haunted houses as they can. Like that's their jam every Halloween, is they go to every haunted house they can in different states, and they want to hit as many as they can and try to get scared, or just like you said, enjoy the experience of like getting that adrenaline pumping and stuff. And so I definitely recommend it to people, like to give them a try. I mean, just because they don't scare me and I don't tend to love haunted houses doesn't mean that you won't have more fun. I mean, we had more fun waiting in line because I don't know why or who, but someone in line brought a beach ball. So we were like crowd surfing a beach ball with some of the actors that were like walking around like to scare people waiting in line. They were like, if it went out of the line and the whole crowd was like, aw, one of like the actors got it and hit it back into the crowd.
That's so funny. Sometimes if the park's like dead, like this past Sunday we closed early because it was like downpouring.
Mm.
One of the other actors on the bridge, like the area I scare in, has a staff that's about as tall as them. They're not very tall, so it's not that tall of a staff. But like, we were bored. But we were kind of still trying to stay in character. So we were playing Limbo. So like, anytime... Nice. And this person's character's a goblin. So like, pay the toll limbo.
Right. That's pretty
cool. So just, and there was guests just limboing under the staff just to get through. And then when their reward was me screaming at them.
Congratulations. You did.
Congratulations. You won. You earned one scream.
Lots of screams.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would recommend it. Like I said to other people, I mean, it's a unique sect of a fandom in itself. You know, it's like a subsect of the horror fandom in haunted houses. But that's what we do here, is try to cover as many different specific topics as we can, besides mm-hmm. just, you know, covering all the normal nerd stuff. And obviously, like I said, everyone, stay tuned for a lot of different changes in the next couple months. Looking to have a new logo for after the new year. So if you want to help design a new logo, feel free to let me know.
Does that mean I'd have to get a new hoodie?
It would, yeah. I know. I'm still going to have the old stuff like on the Teespring website. I'm just going to put the new stuff on there. So you could still order the old stuff. I'm just going to have, yeah, which is available if you go to teespring.com.
Currently modeling. It is a very comfy hoodie for the people not watching.
They are pretty.
I am wearing one.
Yeah, if you just go to teespring.com and you just like search like Phantom Effect or the Phantom Effect, or you know, like something like that, our Teespring store will pop up. Hoodies, shirts, mugs, coffee mugs, etc. Pretty much all that's available. Or you can go to patreon.com/FamEffectPodcast and you can support on Patreon, which I will be upgrading pretty soon here with just kind of some new stuff on the different tiers.
A whole new podcast.
Yeah. I'm gonna kind of like slow play it until after the new year to like build up stuff, and after the new year have a new logo. We're gonna have some new cool intro and outro videos when we go live, because I want to practice more video stuff. But if you did make it this far into the podcast, you just gotta make sure that you like and subscribe on whatever listening platform you're listening to, whether it's Apple or Spotify or Pandora, or Alexa has podcasts too, which I think is just weird.
What, I can play you through my whole house?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. It says that it's on Alexa. I filled out the form and stuff, and it says that it's on it. So I think you can just tell Alexa. I think you have to have like the like your Amazon stuff like hooked up or whatever. But I think if you tell it to like play this podcast, I'm pretty sure Alexa will play
the podcast through it. I'm doing that when we close.
all of the stuff. And if you want to go to Facebook or Twitter, they're both at Phantom Effect. More likely to respond on Facebook than Twitter. Really don't use the Twitter a whole lot. But both are there, so feel free to support us on both. YouTube as well, Phantom Effect Podcast. Going to try to do some stuff with the YouTube coming up as well. Maybe like some exclusive like game content. Just like it'll be exclusively uploaded to the YouTube, just so YouTube people can get kind of get some exclusive stuff. If you are watching this live, I'll give you a little tidbit for right now, and I'll cut this out for the editing, and if I forget, oh well. But I will be live again, I'm pretty sure tomorrow night, around 8 p.m. Central Time. I'll be interviewing a past guest I would butcher her last name, and Hmong, I think, are both coming back on the show again to talk about a couple different projects they're doing for Hawaiian comic book artists. The episode will air sometime in November, but I'm pretty sure I'll be recording that tomorrow night. So we got a lot of fun stuff in the works. Just a lot of cool changes. And if you just love the sound of my voice more than what you hear on this podcast, you can catch me on Anime Shenanigans, which airs every Sunday at around 10:30 Central Time, where we review different animes and stuff like that.
Is that AM or PM?
That is PM.
Oh, we're a nighttime podcast now.
Nighttime anime podcast.
Wow.
You can also hear us on realwiseradio.com. I got to do some stuff with that as well, but you can hear us there. I think our episodes air, if I remember correctly, in the middle of the day, roughly on Real Wise Radio, which is an app you can download on iTunes or Android.
Wow, you're just everywhere.
Pretty much.
For convenience.
I know, right?
Wow.
And I've teased it before, but like I said, pretty big stuff. There's some big stuff I'm working on for the podcast, but I can't share any news till after the new year, because I got to dedicate some serious time to getting some stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
But we will see you guys also on next week's episode. I hope you enjoyed our horror-related month. We're getting the end of it here.
Home stretch.
November's a new month. We'll have some fun stuff. We'll have some good stuff.
Are you going to have a turkey theme episode?
I could try.
What's a Thanksgiving theme episode?
I don't know. What would you do for that? I guess you could do like famous like Thanksgiving dinner scenes.
For movies?
Yeah. I don't know what you would do for.
I don't know. This is your podcast, man. Just asking the questions.
I'll try to think of something.
I'll laugh.
Something different. Yeah, I know. And I'll try to do some more. I'll try to do more live stuff. I can't really commit to a set day or anything just because of schedule, but I'll try to do more live shows for you guys. And if you do want to watch them live, like I mentioned earlier, make sure you're on the Facebook, the YouTube, or the Twitch, which is twitch.tv/BushidoGeek. And on the obviously Twitch is Twitch. You can do fun stuff on there as well. So I will stream games on Twitch. So make sure you follow me on Twitch if you want to see me scary games and other fun stuff. And Sam, the man, where can people find all your stuff?
You can find me everywhere at Sam the Man Cosplay. I'm trying to figure it right there. That's it. And if you want to hear more of my lovely voice, just tell Mark you want me on more often, and maybe he will.
Maybe I will. Maybe. I mean, I probably won't. Maybe. You're probably going to be on in like a week. Like, let's be honest. You'll probably be on in like a week. Because, you know, we got Eternals comes out and like...
Yes. You also have to watch Venom.
I know. I should have... If I had time today, because movies are cheaper today, I would have gone today.
It is Tuesday.
I might go Saturday morning because I'm going to like a Halloween party Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, that's samurai themed, but I'm so broke I couldn't get any. I couldn't do anything specific for it.
I'm so sad for you.
I was like a literally party designed around my interest, and I can't. So I'm just gonna go as Red Hood because at least it looks really cool. It's all I got. It's the only really thing I got that fits.
Just borrow.
No, I think a friend of mine has like a men's kimono I can
see.
Wear.
Pop off, could King.
At least have like something. So I'll
yeah,
something
no, do it. Absolutely.
Because I'm working on getting the Instagram back.
Yeah, no.
So I can get that.
Hurry up.
So I can get that going again. I know, right? But I'm pretty sure I'll get you back next week. In the next week or so, we'll get you on for some fun stuff. Because I know I'm going to see Eternals, and maybe I can try to see Venom 2 this Saturday. We can talk Venom next week.
Just a double feature. You see Venom and then Eternals.
Just immediately walk into the Eternals theater. Like,
yes!
Just buy tickets to Venom. Then just like, sir, did you just come out of a movie theater? No, I walked into the wrong one.
No, I promise. Look, and... Oh, I lost my ticket. I don't know.
This is the first. This is the first movie I'm seeing today. Mm-hmm. And then you leave, and it's like you just realize that you just spent 5 hours in a movie theater, and you're just like,
"Oh, what
is this world?"
That's the best time.
It's a confusing feeling. It's a unique feeling going into a movie theater for hours, and then like,
it's my favorite thing. Me and my cousin have done that before. We go see one movie, realized we still have a long time to go before we have to go do whatever we have to go do, and we just. We pay, I promise. We pay to go see another movie.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll pop in another movie.
I believe every word of that you're saying.
Thank goodness.
I trust you explicitly.
Great.
And with Sam's admission that she steals from movie theaters and
I never.
Sneaks in for free,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of that's what I'm going to post. That's going to be like the description, how to steal movie theater tickets from Sam.
Okay.
I'm going to be jumping to some D&D, but I'll see you guys next Friday. Remember, every Friday, bright and early, like 6, 7 a.m. Is when every episode will go live. And then make sure you follow the Facebook and like the Facebook and share stuff because it all helps. And go buy more merch and all that fun stuff. Buy the merch. Just buy the merch.
Buy the merch. It's
comfy.
Comfy.
Even though I'm not wearing it.
That's okay. I'll post for both of us.
I don't know. Right? I'm in the middle of moving. That'll be my excuse for like the next 6 months. I'm in the middle of moving.
Okay.
But I'll see you guys next Friday. Just remember to explore new fandoms, try new things, and just always be willing to at least kind of put yourself in different situations to find something new to be passionate about and something new to spend all of your money on, like comics.
Or haunted houses.
Or haunted houses. Go try a haunted house next year. That's my challenge to everyone. Or this weekend. Go to a haunted house this weekend and then email me at the fan. Okay, I'll say this. If anyone
emails me, he said email.
Email. Either emails me at thephantomeffectpodcast@gmail.com or messages me on Facebook or anything, Twitch, whatever, saying that they went to a haunted house this weekend. I will go live and read all of your stories if anyone sends anything.
Can I be there?
You can do it.
Yes.
So we'll see Sam again on Sunday when I go live to talk end of Halloween, which maybe I'll just do that anyway.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
Well, not bad for one playthrough. You have multiple achievements left to unlock. Please follow the Fandom Effect podcast on all available platforms and unlock the next level. If that doesn't work, just turn it on and off.